But anyway, let me start off by just giving a little bit of general background. You know, I think mathematics really has sort of thrived on its involvement with the emerging sciences. And each sort of successive interaction really sort of revitalizes and enriches the field of mathematics. The biomedical sciences, in my opinion, and several others, I think is one of the premier sciences, if not the premier science of the 21st century. Now, you know, if you look at biomedical science and look at mathematical scientists, I think mathematical scientists have to get involved in this field. You know, for example, taking the sort of mutually beneficial interaction of mathematics with physics as an example, I think it's sort of abundantly clear that if mathematical scientists, and by this I include mathematicians, physicists, engineers, computer scientists, if they do not become involved, it is more than likely that they will miss out on what will be some of the most exciting and sort of novel scientific discoveries of the future. For the mathematician, biomedical sciences really open up new vistas and avenues of research. And on the other hand, for the physician and the medical researcher, I think mathematical modeling really offers another tool, and one that is really on a par with, say, a powerful new laboratory technique. Of course, the model has to be used appropriately, and you know, the limitations have to be recognized. This sort of, in the past, I think, you know, the use of esoteric mathematics applied arrogantly to medical and biological problems by mathematicians who really have little or no understanding of real medicine and biology really did little to sort of encourage real collaborative interdisciplinary research, which I think is absolutely essential in this field for real progress. So, you know, research in mathematical medicine has to be relevant medically. But at the same time, you know, what is the ultimate aim of these models? Well, I think the ultimate aim of mathematical modeling is to provide a predictive tool, which hopefully will also have explanatory power, and in a sense to use it to predict how an illness or a condition may evolve over time, what suitable interventions and sort of treatment strategies are. You know, one of the unifying themes, I think, of say theoretical or mathematical modeling, and on the other hand, the experimental investigations in biomedical sciences, is the elucidation of the underlying biological processes which lead to, say, a particular observed phenomenon. Now, I think our approach and our sort of the philosophy that pervades our whole approach to this field is one that really, I think, has been well articulated and espoused by eminent mathematical scientists, notably Jim Murray and, you know, our keynote speaker, Jim Keener. And this relies on basically, firstly, a fundamental concern is an understanding and appreciation of the medical phenomena. Leading from that, you want to be able to make a realistic mathematical description of that problem, which captures the essential or crucial features of the medical problem. This, of course, then leads to trying to find useful solutions. And by useful, what I think I mean is preferably one of a quantitative nature. And that leads finally to, I think, what is the paramount importance, the stage where you try to give a medical interpretation to the mathematical results in terms of the insights, predictions, treatment strategies that the mathematics shows. So I guess it's really the mathematics used must be driven by the medicine and not vice versa. So, you know, if we come right down to it, you know, what would be our vision, you know, of the goals and the role of the Center for Mathematical Medicine? I think we both have discussed this and agree that, you know, we see it as twofold. You know, firstly, I think it has definitely a pedagogical role to play in the sense that, you know, we want to attract the best and the brightest young researchers into this into what is definitely a very exciting interdisciplinary field. And this we expect to accomplish through summer schools, through short courses, through seminars. And already within our sort of own context, we've actually seen a surge in interest in terms of graduate student interest. Secondly, we see the center as a sort of hub, albeit a virtual hub, encouraging collaborative interdisciplinary research, not just across Ontario or Canada, but really worldwide. And this we would expect to do through workshops, through conferences, through collaborative research, and you know, possibly thematic years at some point. So I think these are very exciting times for us, and the prospects look I think incredible. If I could just close on a sort of more personal note, when we were sort of discussing it was a sort of fortuitous chain of events that Barbara Kiefitz became the director, because I think in a sense she has the same sort of view as us of the biomedical sciences as a sort of last frontier where mathematics really has the potential to make a significant impact. So in that sense, you know, things really have gone very smoothly and well. Also, interacting with Amit has been very easy, and you know, research you realize is not just purely the academic side, and if you don't socially hit it off with your collaborator, you know, you're not going to get too far. And of course, last, you know, but not least, I have to really thank my wife, because many years ago when she was a resident at SickKids, she was the one who put me in touch with Jim Drake, who's actually here, who's the chief neurosurgeon at SickKids. And that led to an incredible collaboration, which has gone on and on. And I only wish I'd met her years earlier, and then I could have started this collaboration year earlier. But looking around, I also just realized that Ken Davidson, who was the previous director, is also here. And Ken was sort of very encouraging about the workshops and things we organized a few years back. And when I was having coffee with him last week, I also discovered that it was his birthday today. So this is indeed an auspicious day to open the center. So with that in mind, let me just say that we expect, the center will be incubated at the field, and it'll be fueled by the University Health Network, University of Toronto, and the University of Waterloo. And you couldn't ask for a better location geographically, in the sense that we're right here, right next to all the specialty hospitals, the labs, the Ontario Cancer Institute. And so I think, in a sense, it's the only place to start a venture of this kind. So let me sort of introduce, I'm sure many of you already know Barbara, but Barbara Lee Kiefitz received an undergraduate education here at the University of Toronto, and her master's and PhD from the Courant Institute. She's currently serving as director of the Fields Institute, but continues as John and Rebecca Moore's professor of mathematics at the University of Houston. Her research area is in nonlinear partial differential equations. She's a fellow of the American Association for the Advancement of Science and serves on editorial boards of Mathematical Methods in Applied Sciences, CMS treatises. She serves on the boards of directors of MITACS and ARMS. Before joining the faculty at the University of Houston, she was a faculty member at Columbia and Princeton, and in mathematics at Arizona State University. She's held visiting positions at the University of Nice, at Duke University, at Berkeley, at the Institute for Mathematics and its Applications in Minneapolis, at the Fields Institute, and at Brown University. She's president for the Association of Women in Mathematics, chair of Section A of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and treasurer of ICIAM. Okay, Barbara, let's see.